Thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1715, Good Earth Market LLC.
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office, professional space, a cafe, restaurant, and meeting space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.2509 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 26, approximately 1,500 feet west of Route 17. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the site plan. It is a revised site plan. There was a previous conditional use on this application for a organic garden center, which is very active, and the applicant proposed to expand by creation of this proposed condition. I received two agency comments to date, first one being from DLDOT, the Department of Transportation. It is in the form of a support facilities report. The report was dated July 26 of 2006, the time of the application. It makes reference to the AR1 with the conditional use existing and proposed. It makes reference to Route 26 from Road 54 to Delaware 17. There's an annual average daily traffic of 10,400 vehicles per day with a summer average of 13,589 vehicles per day based on a calculation of a last traffic count on that road segment in 2002. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application. The information provided to the state to get to our comments was that there was a proposed office, professional space, cafe, restaurant, meeting space to be compatible with the existing retail market and organic farm, and made reference to a possible yoga studio and restaurant specializing in organic foods. The second memorandum is from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Makes reference to the site, the location, the type of use intended, the size of the parcel. It states that the project is in a proposed or currently operated county and operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. It's actually in the Beaver Dam planning area. There were no comments on wastewater capacity at this time or that Ordinance 38 construction would be required. Makes reference that the proposed conditional use will use an on-site septic system. It's not capable of being annexed since the district's not been established yet. The proposed project is located in the Beaver Dam planning area for sewer service, and the county will be extending sewer to this area in concert with the Route 26 widening, and sewer service will be available at some future time. The county does not have a schedule for providing sewer service at this time. However, the project proposes to develop using an individual on-site system. The county has no objection to the project developing with an on-site system. When the county provides sewer service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a direct connection be made to the county system at the property owner's expense. And at this time, a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by Rob Davis on behalf of John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. For anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, step right up. Give us your name and address, and you may have the floor.
Thank you. My name is Dave Ryan. This is my wife, Susan.
Hi.
We're at 31086 Good Earth Lane in Clarksville.
Okay.
I've got a handout. Is that, can I give it to you?
We give it to our attorney there so he can look that over.
As Mr. Lank said, we're looking to expand our existing health food store, and we have an organic farm there where we grow a lot of the food. We believe that by adding some professional office space in the cafe, we've been approached about from a yoga studio people. And as you can see from the handout, we're right next to the proposed BB medical facility that they're going to talk about later tonight. We're the parcel that's just adjacent to it. We believe the expansion would support local agriculture. We sell a lot of local honey, local eggs that are raised right up the road here, local produce, jams and jellies. We sell a lot of products from local artists. And we have a woman now who is making soaps from materials that she's growing right here in Sussex County. We also believe that we would support the medical center with the cafe. People that were waiting would be able to come and get a sandwich and some healthy food. And then also, to the extent that they have any dietary things that come out of some of their medical treatment. You know, we have food for people with celiac disease, gluten-free and restricted sodium diets and things like that. We see perhaps, you know, acupuncture or pain management specialist being able to operate there, right there on the farm, you know, which is makes for a really nice setting, which is also consistent with what Beebe's proposing. And we think that perhaps, you know, when we get it up and running, that there'll be as many as 10 additional employees there, perhaps more, depending on the uses. Did you? We had a letter of support.
We have a letter of support. Can I bring that to you? So there's some articles that I brought you to look at just to kind of give you an idea of what we've been doing in the community and how the community has responded to what
very favorably.
Favorably about what the business that we're doing now.
You may submit those to our attorney if you like. I do want to advise you that the rules of the commission generally require submissions to be made 15 days in advance.
Oh. Okay.
10 days in
10
advance.
10 days.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Johnson wishes it was.
We wanted 15, but we only got 10.
I think 10.
Yeah, a bunch of people back here just passed out when I said 15. Actually, it is 10. However, upon occasion, depending on the nature of it, we will accept
just
it.
Just we'll let him look at it. Some news clippings, just to give you an idea, if you're not familiar with
it. And
that
it's
business.
Probably something that was, if it was published.
Hey, the letter, there's a letter from Julian Joseph Schreck?
Yeah, one of our neighbors.
Yeah. And that, I think, is fine. We typically accept letters.
We'll accept letters, yeah.
New process, too. It's a new process, Tom.
And it's a new process, that's true. You know, the rest are, it looks like they're newspaper articles. To the extent that they're relevant, I don't see that they, you know, cause a problem.
All right, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Okay.
And that's pretty much it, if you have any questions.
We appreciate that. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I might get a question from Mr. Lank. Tonight's public hearing, this is the subject of a new conditional use application. So
yes, it is.
While it's what would seem to be common sense tie-ins with the existing conditional use of the parcel, this.
But they would end up with two conditional uses on this parcel.
Right.
One for the organic farm, the organic store and produce market, and this will be a separate issue.
All right. Thank you. That would help me with my line of questioning then. So, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a. Is the size of the building that you're proposing is? I just did a little loose calculation. Is that around 3,000 square feet?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I, you did hear Mr. Lank say that if sewer becomes available in the future, you would be required at your expense. You do understand that.
Yes.
Would be incumbent on you to
hook up.
To hook up.
Yeah.
At your expenses. If this were acted on favorably by the commission, as Mr. Lank had said, we could set different. Or, you know, it could be subject to conditions that this commission and county council would deem appropriate. You said something about possibly in the future a number of employees of 10. What are you requesting with this application for the number of employees?
Well, the thing is, I'm not really sure. It depends on the use, but I'm thinking in terms of the cafe, there'll be a couple of employees there, and we'll have perhaps some more employees in terms of the crops in the field that are related to what we're doing in the cafe.
For the cafe.
And then the yoga studio, I'm not sure how they, would, you know, what exactly they would have in terms of the number of people coming out. So it could be more or less. I was just trying to give an idea that it would improve some of the employment, would offer employment to some of the people in the area.
Just hypothetically, let's say if it was a dozen employees, would it be, do you see your use, would the dozen employees be there all at once, or would it be, you know, like six on one day and then there'd be relief on other days?
I think, right. It wouldn't be all at once.
Right. They would spread out. Right. And even also during the day, there'd be some in the morning and then people in the afternoon.
Right. We split our shift now. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. What are the days and hours of operation that you would like to be open that you're requesting?
We're open 7 days a week from about, 9 in the morning?
9. And then in the summer, we're open until 9 in the evening. So, in the winter, we close at 6.
So
9 to 6 in the winter, and that's what our current hours are, and 9 to 9 in the summer. So I would think it would be
probably the same.
Very much the same.
Are you calling the summer just a seasonal summer, or are you using something like May 1 to...
Yeah, we start our summer hours May 1st, and then we don't end them until the end of September, I think.
Or actually even into October.
Into October, yeah. So it's not really summer. It's more of a...
Shoulder season.
Right,
yeah. Would you be requesting a separate signage for your use if it were granted approval?
Yes, I would.
It'd be. Yes. Would you want that sign to be lighted?
Yes.
Okay. While we're mentioning lighting, how about additional lighting for the building and the area? Is that lighting insofar as like security lighting and for the parking?
Yes.
Yep.
And speaking of parking, would you? I guess, Mr. Robertson, if this were acted on, there would be a site plan that would be required, subject to our approval and the
right, and
parking.
That would address the parking. And since you asked me a question, one thing, too, I think the commission should consider is looking at the original conditional use ordinance, because that probably also had hours of operation.
Yeah, it did. I remember they asked us that originally.
So that's some consistency. But right, to answer your question, Mr. Smith, no, there would be site plan review that would address parking and all the details of the actual site.
Would that, your plans for that parking area, would that be paved or would it be gravel similar to what's...
We've used gravel because of that way it's less impervious surface and it kind of is consistent with what we're trying to do there from a sustainability and organic point of view, but if at some point it becomes appropriate to pave it, we would do that. But we would do everything we could to try to stay with pavers and less impact.
How about what is the frequency of deliveries that you would anticipate to this new use, and give us an idea of the size truck that might be coming in there?
Well, right, I can address that. Yeah. I think that it wouldn't increase the deliveries at all, because right now we get deliveries on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mm-hmm. And we use four main organic distributors, and they distribute both for markets like ours that we have now, and they also have bulk, like for cafes and things like that. So I would not change my vendors at all.
Excuse me for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we're conducting a public hearing here. If you feel the need to have a separate conversation, please do it in the lobby. All right, Gwen.
So the four major distributors that we use now, their trucks, I'm not good at what size trucks they are. They're
kind of normal delivery trucks.
But they come in and out of there right now and have been for almost 4 years since we've opened, and it's 4 days a week.
You're talking about similar to an UPS or FedEx truck?
The UNFI
truck, it might be a little bit bigger than that, but that's the biggest. That's United Natural Foods.
They're not tractor trailers.
No.
Fixed body.
what are they called? The
fixed body trucks.
And you know, that's been a little wear and tear on our gravel, so that's what we're talking of. Possibly, eventually, we may have to do some paving. We want to stick with the gravel if we can. But those same companies, we use Albert's Organics, UNFI, Tree of Life, would be the same vendors we would use for the cafe, the exact same vendors. Then all the other deliveries we get are from local people with their trucks. So
would be organic gravel in the driveway?
Yes, yeah. Certified.
It's hard to find.
Since you're not subdividing the site, I guess you're planning on using the same entrance, and you realize, I'm guessing you heard Mr. Lank say about the Route 26 widening. You can utilize that same entrance that's presently on the site for this?
Yeah, we put a lot of money into the entrance that we have now. And it's a yeah. Nice, very, very nice entrance. We're working with DelDOT to be able
to work that out with the widening.
Right, to work that in conjunction with their widening.
And that would be required. They'd have to have a revised entrance permit approval from DelDOT.
Right. They've already told us what we had to do.
Okay. And you're accepting of their
recommendations? No, but we have to be.
Had to have the expense of an acceleration.
When he came home and told me, I was saying, what do they want? But we know we have to work with them.
Yeah, and a deceleration and acceleration lanes.
At the back, the site plan shows a dwelling. Is that your residence?
Yes.
Yes,
so
it is.
So you live on the site and provide your own oversight and security, I guess.
And the way the building looks right now, we're just going to basically mirror that building on the other side of the parking lot. So it would create kind of like a campus there for what we're trying to do with the health. So the building will look very similar, exactly like it is. We want to create a natural look there.
I'm getting a sense that the conclusion that I drew was, while you don't have a specific tenant in mind for the professional use, you are indicating that you're seeing yourself as from the tying in with healthcare professional.
Yeah.
Complementary healthcare.
off the BB Medical Center, should that move forward. And you did indicate that you feel that you're supportive of local agriculture.
Yeah, very much
so. Very much so.
I think we sell the most local honey and the local eggs of anyone in the area.
We do. It's one of our biggest sellers, so.
I don't have any other questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Gordy.
I have no questions.
Mr. Johnson.
I racked my brains. I couldn't think of one that Mr. Smith hadn't asked.
All right, then. Mr. Burton?
No questions for me.
Okay. Mr. Counts? Mr. Lank?
I have to agree. Mr. Smith had it covered pretty well.
All right, then. Counsel?
None, except for I think we just need to look at that ordinance again.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Okay.
And we thank you.
Thank you.
Take a seat, but don't go too far away. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1715, Good Earth Market, LLC? Yes, ma'am. Please do. Give us your name and address, and you may have the floor.
You'll be speaking with me later. I'm Donna Streletsky, the Vice President of Operations at BB Medical Center, and BB Medical Center's address is 424 Savannah Road in Lewis, Delaware. Do you also need my private residence?
Nope.
I'm just here to say that, yes, they would be good neighbors to us, and we are in support of the project.
All right, sir. Ma'am, we thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1715? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to stay and just to see if we reach a decision, but we've already addressed that, but you're still welcome to stay. And we thank you. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1719, Daniel D. Ruppert, Jr.
The this application is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for professional office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100.